Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on life is not happening to you, it's happening through you. So I want to talk about intuition, and I'm sensing, of course, that intuition will come up a lot over the course of these shows in a very specific way. I always am talking about intuition. All of this is trusting the wisdom that's coming forward for us. But a little bit of guidance on how to acknowledge that and be receptive to it. We'll talk about that. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do extraordinary things. If you are ready for your miracle, amazing life, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right, intuition. The intuition is... some people like to describe it as a voice. Some people like to describe it as a signs and symbols, a feeling. The blanket I give it is a sensing, because intuitive information can come through all of your senses. And it feels different than your everyday moving through life. Oh, that's that and that's that. It comes in and runs kind of parallel to your human experience. It feels divine. It feels miraculous. It might, for some people, it's waking you up in the middle of the night. Though I don't wake up in the middle of the night for shit like that, because I'm like, spirit, I have to sleep. And spirit knows we're good with that. But some people like to dream up messages and go astro travel. And all of that is intuitive guidance. And you get to use it for your greater good. But this is the one piece I will say that I have been trying to emphasize deeply with people. Because we have this perception that psychics are just giving you information. It's not about receiving information. It's about what you, intuition is about what you do with that information. So if I get an intuitive insight first thing in the morning, it is my job to act on that immediately. We're not in charge of the timing of things. We're not in charge of how things happen. And the only way we know how to move towards what we want, other than knowing, you know, the things we know to do, but the things that really take us over the edge, right? That comes by way of our intuition. So the intuition is designed to do something. So it's not just like, oh, I need to make a change. I'm sensing I need to make a change. Wonder what that change could be. No, it's you sit with yourself and say, I need to make a change. What change needs to be made? What choice do I need to make? What do I need to do differently? And instantly you will know. So it's taking the wisdom and connecting it with you. It's bringing it into your heart, bringing it into your being, bringing it into your life, bringing it into your everyday experience, making it real. It's not just some esoteric thing. Intuition is not as mystical as the human mind wants to believe. It is mystical, but it's not meant to stay mystical. It's meant to be brought in and used for your greater good. So intuitive information is a tool. So if you're seeing things repeat themselves, that is intuitive information. If it just shows up out of nowhere, you're sensing something, you're wondering something, that is intuitive information. Your feelings are even intuitive information. And I think what the mistake people make with feelings is they assume a feeling must mean that something bad is going to happen. So if you're suddenly feeling anxious about something, it doesn't mean that something bad's going to happen. It could, if you stayed in that energy for long periods of time, yes, there is an alarming aspect to that. But really, when you start to feel that anxiousness, you just step out of it and say, huh, what lie am I believing so firmly that I will go down the wrong path and wind up off the cliff? Because I don't have to go down that path, and it's a lie to believe that I have to, that has to go that way. So what lie am I believing? And as you look at it from that vantage point, you're going to be like, oh, I need to do this. This is something I need to shift. Oh, I need to make that phone call. Oh, I made this commitment to myself, and I haven't honored that commitment. And so in doing so, I'm creating a reality where I'm not going to get what I want, right? That's it. It's all very simple. So yes, the intuition is mystical, but it's meant to be made very active, alive, practical, if you will, real in your life. It's not just something out there you get to decide if you want to take it or not. No, babe, because you don't have control over how and when. That is your key, right? But humans get caught up in the how and the when so much that they don't realize that spirit is giving you the key, right? And so you have to take it. You have to use it, and you have to use it immediately. That is one thing I cannot stress enough. You take that hit, you reflect on it, and you get clear about what you need to do in the immediate now. Something you need, phone call you need to make, an action you need to take, a releasing you need to do, because sometimes we're just holding on to some junky shit that we don't need to hold on to, so in doing so we're blocking our own clarity, right? We're not seeing our path, we're staying stuck, right? That might be something you have to do, get unstuck, because you don't have to be, right? All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach, and I help people do really extraordinary things. If you want to go to your next level, if you're ready for more money, a better job, an empire, a better relationship, a greater sense of self, more power, then I would love to help you tap into that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter, and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey so you know what to do to get what you want. Thank you for listening to this program. Take care of yourself.